That just takes music to a whole new level, I think. Well, I want to tell you just a few things about the person who's going to be playing during the setup for Arlo Guthrie. It won't take us too much longer to get to him. Sorry we're running just a tad bit behind, but it will be worth the wait, I promise you. The person coming out here now is Susan Boyer Haley. Susan, I'll let her tell a little bit about who her uncle was and that sort of thing, but her family has deep roots here at the Florida Folk Festival, and I really appreciate her bringing her psaltery all the way up here. She's truly a wonderful person, a great performer, and a good friend. The instrument that she plays, the psaltery, is an ancient instrument, has a lot of ancestors. It predates the piano, predates the hammer dulcimer even. And it's a parlor instrument that she's bringing out here, and I'm sure she'll tell you more about that tradition as she comes out here. But while she's getting that set up, I do want to thank just a few folks like the Florida Humanities Council and Comcast who have been major sponsors for us. Comcast gave us some television spots so you all knew this was going on so you could get here. And the Florida Humanities Council hosted a stage for us earlier today and actually gave us $18,000 to do programming here at the park this weekend. Also want to thank the Florida Park Service for all that they've done to make this happen for us here. Want to tell you just a little bit about some of the other things that will be going on this weekend. Lots of times people look at this like they were be coming to a concert. But actually there's something for everyone at the Florida Folk Festival. We'll be having more dances going on this weekend. We'll be having the folk life area. We'll be having just some wonderful craft demonstrations going on, both in the craft square as well as in the folk life area, as well as the traditional arts demonstration, which Martha Nelson has put together at the top of the hill, which showcases some of the best traditional artists in the state. I first met Susan Boyer Haley at the Florida Folk Festival about 4 years ago. It was then that I discovered that she was a great entertainer. And as I started bringing in great performers, national acts from all over, I started hearing wonderful things about Susan that made me realize she's not just a great Florida treasure from down in Clearwater, but she's also an incredible national treasure. Her family came out of the Missouri area bringing traditions with them, including the mountain dulcimer and the psaltery. Her great uncle, Bob Beers, was a psaltery player here, and I'll let her just tell us just a little bit about that.
Thanks so much, John. Susan Boyer Haley. Thank you, John. Thank you. So happy to be here. 2 years ago, if you got the commemorative booklet, you saw a picture of my uncle at the first Florida Folk Festival playing this instrument. So here we are 52 years later. He taught me to play, and he and my Aunt Evelyn and my cousin Martha sang here for many years. And 32 years ago, I came down with my parents from Missouri and performed here with my parents, and for the last 10 years, I've come here with my husband and sons. And I'm going to play a tune on this instrument. These were sold off the back of wagons. A man named James McKenzie made these instruments. He was a Scottish immigrant, and he built them, sold them off the back of wagons. They went north, south, east, and west. And it was made to be a parlor instrument. The one that my Uncle Bob Beers learned to play on went west to Montana on a wagon train. And I'll play you a tune first without vocals so you can just hear it, and then we'll do some singing. ¶¶ Thank you so much. Thank you. Living here in Florida, wherever you live in the state, there is water somewhere near. And please join in and sing with me on this. The great English folk singer Lewis Killen said this was the greatest English folk song of all time, "The Water is Wide." Please join me. The water is wide, I cannot get over, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry two. Experiencing a weekend like the Florida Festival, those of you who are here together, you go home and you talk about it, but your neighbors who might not be here tonight, it's sometimes hard to describe what this is like, what this whole weekend has been like, what a celebration of life. And we're all indebted to John Kay for all he's done. And his beautiful wife, Mandy, and their beautiful son, Zelton. You know they'll be back because Zelton was born here. So they'll be back. This is a song written by my late uncle, Bob Beers, and it's called the Ladybug Song. And he loved this festival. And it's a story song about the festival. I'll tell you a tale that is brighter than gold, stranger than fiction, and 10 times as old, of polka dot ladybirds all in a row, how a frog on a pumpkin a courting did go. Macaroon guinea pigs sang a refrain, all speckled with sun on a pallet of grain, while Punch from his puppet stage mounted a steed, and a happy green farmer went sowing his seed. Oh, where is the pilgrim who came to the fair? Tell me where nest the swallow that followed him there. Come rock-a-bye, baby, the cradle and I, a pocket of clams and a handful of rye. The wind is a weaver that spins into vines all the shadows that whisper beneath the tall pines. And the fabric, my friends, is much richer than gold. And this song is a tale that has never been told. And this is the song I'll close with, and we're all so happy that the Guthrie family is here. We're really looking forward to giving them our big Florida welcome. This is called The Seasons of Peace. Peace is the child of spring. Spring is the mother of May. May is the sister of love, who wakes at the dawning of June. Summer's the father of all. Fall in the rustle of leaves in the collar. grow in the seasons of peace. Snow is the blanket of hope, tending the cradle of peace. For peace is the blessing of love that sleeps on the bosom of spring. Soft is the coming of love that walks with the mother of May. Tender the moment in June when peace is the child of spring. False are the bickering reins of honor, of homeland, of strife, that nourish the torrents of hate and flow through the valleys of death. Cold are the patriot winds that scatter the bittering weed. Strong are the seedlings of truth that grow in the seasons of peace. Thank you so much. Yeah.